It's Eric McElroy and Michelle Spring over in the newsroom. Good morning, Michelle. Are you with me? You over there, Michelle?
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What were you doing over there?
Oh, just busy working away.
Sure you were. Anyway, like I was telling folks, so glad that they can join us. And now I'm so glad that Michelle can join me because she does have headlines for us right now. Morning quickies after that. And we'll get into our busy day. Michelle, take it away.
ODOT is letting motorists know that State Route 258 will close for a bridge repair project just east of Dunlap Creek. This is for a bridge that is over Dunlap Creek, which is located right near the I-77 bridges that go over State Route 258. ODOT says traffic will be maintained at all times with temporary traffic signals. The estimated completion date is August 9th. A 27-year-old is pleading no contest and was found guilty of attempting to corrupt another with drugs. Robert Bayless agreed to change his plea after a deal was reached. The charge stems from an incident involving the death of 29-year-old David Albright of Denison in 2017. Bayless will be sentenced in 4 to 6 weeks. For more of these headlines, visit WTUZ.com.
Michelle, happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
Deserves another round of applause. What's up with the glasses?
Well, I'm really tired. And okay. I feel like they distract from the bags under my eyes.
All right. That tired, huh?
Yeah, I'm a little exhausted this morning.
There wasn't even another Cavs loss last night. How could you be tired and stay up for anything?
So we haven't found a pediatrician yet. Since we've moved back to T County.
Mm-hmm.
And we've made a few calls, and no one is accepting new patients. So
that's tough, right?
Yeah, it's a little upsetting. And so we are still driving all the way up to Cleveland for
Ouch.
Our pediatric care.
Ouch.
I know. It's a little much, but... So I'm a little tired today.
So the glasses are so you can look on the internet and try and find a new pediatrician? Is that why you're wearing the glasses today?
No.
You're going to be doing a lot of squinting.
No.
Looking at your computer screen. Are they prescription glasses?
No.
Okay.
It's just a distraction.
Just a fashion statement?
Mm-hmm. So you can't see my bags under my eyes.
Well, let me tell you, statement has been made.
Thanks.
My friend, statement has been made. Hey, we're so busy today, honest with you. I sort of went through the rundown in the open right there. Once again, what's new later this morning. Summer of Fun today brought to you by Sarshon Ford. We have to hand out those tickets to someone so they can go see Lady Antebellum and Darius Rucker.
They put on a good show, too.
Yeah, those two. Now, Darius Rucker, he's a South Carolina boy. I do believe somebody else in that group, in Lady A, is from that same state. So they have that in common. That's the most random fact ever. I don't know where that came from. Also, brought to you by Sarshon Ford today. It's the Hall of Fame Gold Plate Challenge. I'll give you the location here soon as to where the truck will be today. $25 to Bell Stores. That'll go sometime. Hey, we have a video up on Facebook. You and I.
Dude.
By the way, that took us...
One take.
One take, folks.
One take.
One take yesterday. I don't know what that says about us, but anyway, the video is up. You guys can comment on it. We'll pick a winner later for that gift card to 360 Burger. By the way, congrats to them celebrating their one-year anniversary already tomorrow. So all the details right there for that on our Facebook page. Hey, David Mitchell from the Pack will be here later as well to talk about what's going on at the Performing Arts Center. You know, he is a fellow Lake Blue Streak alum, just like yours truly.
He is. Oh,
yes.
No.
Yes, so it's always fun when David stops in and
Guys go to school together?
No, we did not.
Oh, okay.
He graduated like 10 years before me.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
He's a young whippersnapper.
Is he?
Yes.
Well, if he graduated 10 years before me,
he's still young.
Relatively young. I'm 32, so you can then do the math from there. Also, coming up soon in Mirror Moments, I'll give you all the details on how you can enter our cornhole tournament, which will go down at our 2018 beach party. Also, it's a poll question Friday. We have poll questions up right now for you. Are you on Facebook right now, Michelle?
Yes, I can be. I got it up right here.
If you want to, read our poll questions up there.
Okay, give me 32 seconds, because you know how my internet is.
No, listen, I don't have 32 seconds.
Okay, give me one. Maybe three. Okay, so we have... Okay, so the first poll question is, tell us your thoughts about the Miss America pageant discontinuing the swimsuit portion of their competition. Do you agree? Disagree? Tell us your thoughts.
Blasphemy. I'm just kidding.
Blasphemy. And then the... did we only have two?
And then the other one's on Big Z Sports.
Okay, so the second poll question of the day is, what is your favorite breakfast food? Comment below.
That was kind of spawned from our convo yesterday with IHOP, changing their name to IHOB.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Which, now the more I think about it, it sounds like a terrorist group, IHOB.
Oh, my.
We got to stop IHOB. It's the biggest threat to this country. Pancakes and waffles are coming. Anyway, and the other question is up on our sports page, WTUZ Big Z Sports. Will the Cavaliers get swept tonight? I can't believe I'm saying
you
that.
You cannot keep using that soundbite.
At this point, I know. Once they get swept, this is...
I have zero level of concern at this stage.
That will have to go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I gotta feel like there's some way I can still use that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when wintertime gets here, Eric, big storm coming. How do you feel about it?
I have zero level of concern at this stage.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, keep it. I
you
like
know what
that.
I mean?
Uh-huh.
So.
That's awesome.
I don't know.
You can use it for the Indians when they make it to the World Series.
I could.
Or the Browns when they they probably won't.
Hey, Eric, is LeBron staying in Cleveland? What do you think?
I have zero level of concern at this stage.
Okay, gotcha.
When are we allowed to talk about that? Shut me down yesterday.
No, when the finals are over and all this stuff passes. Okay. Because I can't think about that for a month, I'll drive myself insane.
Okay.
I can't do that. I'm already halfway there. I can't fully get there.
You are almost halfway there.
I can't fully get it. Interact with our poll questions, if you will, on our Facebook page, 99.9 FM WTUZ, and that sports-related one, it's up there on the Big Z Sports page. That's easy for you to find. As well. Hey, here are all the details for our cornhole tournament. All right? Last year we had our first one. This year it is the second annual cornhole tournament, which will go down at our beach party on June the 21st. I know we will see you there at Atwood Lake from 5 until 8. If you guys want to, I might as well play this. If you want to enter our cornhole tournament, here's what you have to do. Text the keyword cornhole, all one word. I know it's kind of cheesy, but hey, it's an I didn't name the game. Don't hate the player, hate the game, right? Does that apply to this?
No, it does not.
Okie dokie. All right, text the keyword cornhole if you want to get your team into our cornhole tournament. Include your team name. You must include your team name if you want to have the chance to be selected. We will choose teams at random. We're going to get anywhere between, we're thinking 10 and 12 teams. I think we had like 6 or 8 last year, but we did double elimination last year. This year we're not doing double elimination. Single elimination. Anywhere from 10 to 12 teams will compile within the next couple of weeks. So we'll pick basically one a day, one team a day. The rules are standard, same as we had last year. And the prizes, you want to know this, really. This is what everybody's in it for. Last year, we handed out NASCAR tickets for this, and we got a huge response. This year, again, we have a family four-pack of NASCAR tickets to the Quaker State 400 at the Kentucky Motor Speedway. Sparta, Kentucky is where that track is located. That's a nighttime race, too, July the 14th on a Sunday. If you've never been to a NASCAR night race, it's like a whole nother level. That is up for grabs. Also up for grabs in our cornhole tournament, we have an extra 3-day pass to the country concert at Fort Loramie, July 5th, 6th, and 7th, where you can see 28 different country artists right there on
that
one stage.
That is a really fun event.
Now, here's the deal. I want to get your take on this, all
okay,
right?
Okay, tell me.
You're going to decide the fate of some individuals.
Ah,
You heard the two prizes.
I did.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the deal. We could either mark one as the first place prize, or and then one as the second place prize, or whoever wins the cornhole tournament has their chance to pick a prize. Which one do you like more? If you win it, you can either pick the NASCAR tickets or the 3-day passes to the country concert at Fort Loramie. Do you like that idea?
Yeah.
Or do you like me designating what they win?
I like that they get to choose.
Yeah, if you come in first, you get to choose. Let it be written and let it be done. If you win our cornhole tournament, you get to choose from one of those two great prizes. And then if you come in second, well, whatever they pick, you get to whatever's left. It's that simple. So once again, if you want to get in, it's cornhole on our Weaver Appliance text line. That's the keyword. Include your team name. And this will go on for the next couple of weeks. We'll remind you on again and off again about how you can enter our cornhole tournament. Details will go up on Facebook and our website here soon as well. So there you go. That's the first portion of this morning.